Well, here we are. We're in the Radio Entrepreneurs Studio, and my name is Jeffrey Davis. And who are you again?
What Gary else? Goldman.
Wow, it's Gary Goldman.
I'm here, Jeffrey.
The ice cream guy.
That's right.
Wow, Gary, nice to have you here as my co-host.
It's great to be here. You know, we're going to be talking about some exciting stuff today, Jeffrey.
Gary, yes. Flavor of the summer. What was it?
The flavor of the summer?
Not yours. What were people?
Pure peanut butter. They were going wild over.
Pure peanut butter? Was there ice cream in it?
Yes, there was. They were going nuts.
Oh my God. I eat peanut butter every day for breakfast.
Oh, it's the best. It's good for you too.
I love peanut butter. It's so good. But we're not here to talk about you.
No.
Thank goodness. We're here to talk to George Choi of Web Design Touch, correct?
Correct, absolutely.
Hey, George, tell us about Web Design Touch.
Sure, Web Design Touch is your restaurant marketing team, and we are located in Quincy, Massachusetts, and we have been in the industry for about 9 years.
9 years? Still in business?
Still in business.
So how have you seen it evolve over time, George?
We used to do a lot of non-restaurant specific websites, and we work with dentists, and we work with law offices, and we also work with entrepreneurs, and you know, any type of business you can think of.
So you went from dentists to restaurants, so you stuck with your oral fixation.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
The food was a lot better to eat.
Yeah, well, my family's, they're really big with food. My parents actually is running a restaurant in Quincy, so we kind of stick with our tradition.
Here. Why aren't we there?
Because you're here, so you have to work.
We're hungry.
I'll go there then.
So tell us about your background. Why did you start the business in the first place?
My dad, I mean, I guess, you know, we're all trying to impress them, but I think, you know, eventually that come to me to acknowledge this really in the past couple of years. Really, I wanted to follow my dad's footstep because he really likes, you know, art and design, so he encouraged me to study art at a young age. So I did that. I went to Rhode Island School of Design, graduated in 2003, and eventually I wanted to do something relating to technology. I know at that time everybody's having a website. I was like, why don't I just study something that I'm interested in after graduating from RISD? I actually didn't have a web design or graphic design background at RISD. I studied industrial design, which is quite different, but what I came to learn is, like, it doesn't matter what you study as long as you follow your passion. If you like food, if you like technology, you know, I feel like I'm in the right place.
So you blended your family background with your education.
Yes.
So you start the business. It's probably really tough. How do you get your, like, first clients? Do you go to family, friends? How do you get those clients, and where does it go from there?
Great question. First client, I actually know somebody who's already in the business, who's doing web design. He talked to me about a friend of his who runs a business card company that sells in business cards. So he talks to a lot of business owners. So one day he said, George, this guy needs a website, and he's a car dealer. So there you go, that's how I started.
Wow. And do you have staff?
Yes, I do have staff. I have a partner in Indiana, and I have contractors from other places in the country.
So how many websites are you doing currently? How big a business is it, and where do you think you're going to be in a few years?
And social marketing is changing so frequently, is so fast.
Sure. We like to do about 3 websites a month, and right now we are, you know, about 2 websites a month mark. And yeah, social media is going really fast. I mean, honestly, who's not on it, right? Everybody's on it these days.
Well, especially more towards your age than Gary, because Gary's quite aged.
Actually, Jeffrey, you're the same age, so I guess we're both in trouble.
Wow. I wouldn't know it from looking at you.
You do look a lot older now that you mention it. Anyways, what distinguishes you from the competition? Why are they going to go to you versus somebody else? I mean, there are other people.
And I like the food focus.
Mm-hmm. I think, yeah, you're absolutely right, food focus. People like to work with people that know the industry. I think when they come to me, I think it's my personality, it's my character that draws them and attracts them to working with me versus other people. I mean, sure, people can do the same thing, but, you know, ultimately, who do you have fun working with is where they kind of want to do it with.
And how are you going about getting new clients? You said you work like to do 3 a month. So how are you like soliciting? How are you making the connections? And how are you spurring your business at this point?
Mm-hmm. I have tried a lot of different strategies to get more, I guess, get to know more people. Mm-hmm. One of the main strategies I learned from my mentor is that the more conversation you have, the more sales you get. So my strategy, main strategy is really whatever method that gets me into talking to more people is the way that I follow. So right now I'm talking to people through LinkedIn, which I can see that there's a lot of restaurants who are on LinkedIn, but you know don't know what to do with it yet, but they kind of trying to reach out to other people. So I think there's opportunities in LinkedIn for me to start reaching out to many restaurant owners who want to grow the business and become more successful.
Yeah, I was looking up your profiles because we are connected on LinkedIn, and you've done some like amazing websites that really visually they really pop, and the content is outstanding. How do you like go about putting everything together once again, distinguishing yourself?
Or do you have a creative philosophy?
Yeah, creative philosophy.
A look that's yours. How would you describe it?
Oh, that's
what Gary sort of.
Yeah, that's a tough question because I think the look has to do with what the restaurant owner's customer want to see versus what I want the restaurant look to be.
Right.
So that process in itself has to do with talking to the client, making sure that we understand what their story is about their restaurant and how can we tell that story to their customer, making sure they understand that without confusing them and without, you know, basically not creating a website that turns them away. A lot of it really has to do with great food photos and good content that makes that customer want to come in and be a new customer and then a repeated customer.
Yeah, the visual presentation was outstanding on the ones that I looked at, and it seemed to be pretty user-friendly also. How do you make sure that it is user-friendly on the website, and how do you create that, which is different from any of the competition? How are you better?
Thank you. Thank you for that question. So for nowadays, I think all websites should be mobile responsive. That's important because I might be driving looking at the cell phone at the same time. I mean,
all the time.
Right? Who doesn't? But anyway.
I pull over, but yes. I'm using my cell phone.
Right. Or if you're in the back seat,
Officer Murphy, I'm always pulling over.
Well, you might be in your friend's car and then you'd be looking.
No, I don't let anybody drive me. Sorry. I've been in too many car crashes. No one drives me.
Well, good point. So yes, if you're looking at the cell phone while you're, on your way to work or whatever, and we don't want you to resizing the website, taking a lot of time finding information. So we want to make everything really easy, user friendly.
And the drop downs. A lot of people who go mobile friendly don't understand the drop downs, that they're still too small.
Yeah, they're
and
really
the print.
Small.
You got to go for a better visual impression.
Right, exactly. So you don't want to waste the time. Cut to the chase, make sure you deliver content. Speed is everything nowadays.
Of course, because people aren't going to spend a lot of time on the website anyway. So if you're not capturing their attention, probably within 20 seconds, they're gone.
Right. Exactly.
So how do you do that?
You basically make sure your website loads fast. You set yourself up with the right web hosting. Making sure you're set up the right partner to
work. So how do you feel social marketing, what are the biggest things we need to be looking at over the next year, do you think, in terms of updating the way we're doing our marketing outbound for all of us?
Social marketing, I think, is evolving really quickly. I think it's probably the cheapest way of marketing versus
Definitely.
Buying a TV ad. Or a radio.
Ask Donald Trump.
Has he been tweeting you lately?
I told him, not after 10 o'clock.
So some restaurants now have Facebook ordering set up with Facebook. So click a button, they can order through Facebook. That is a huge convenience for people who are always on Facebook, and you can share that with other people.
Are you how frequently are you on Facebook?
I am more frequently on LinkedIn versus Facebook. Facebook is so distracting for me, so I try to
limit it. Yeah.
Yeah, limit it, right.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. If somebody wants to find you, how would they do that?
They can contact me. Phone number is 617-817-3995, and my email is george@webdesigntouch.com.
You want to come back again? We'll talk again about different web designs. We always like to have a good friend of radio entrepreneurs.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure.
I'm glad you connected to Gary. Clearly, you're a very desperate person. But other than that, we're glad that you were on the show. Thanks for being here. And I want to thank you, Gary, for being here this morning.
Well, thank you, Jeffrey. Yeah. It's always a pleasure, even though you bust my whatever.
Well, it was nice of your, mother to let you out of the house today.
Yeah, once in a while, once a week to see you.
Yeah. Okay, my name is Jeffrey Davis, also not just of Radio Entrepreneurs, also of Mage. And we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on the one, the only Radio Entrepreneurs.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeffrey.